This week, Shabbos Chazoin, together with Gantz Klal Yisrael, we're getting ready for Tisha B'Av. Actually, this year, Shabbos Chazoin is Tisha B'Av. Just it's Nitche, so we'll be fasting Sunday, Asiri B'Av. And the Ramah and Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph brings down that you don't wear Shabbos clothes in Shabbos Chazoin. Afilu b'Shabbos shel Chazoin, ein machlifim lilbosh bigdei Shabbos, ki makutoynes. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Goel that we do wear bigdei Shabbos and Shabbos Chazoin. V'chel kosav Rabbi Yankev ve'emdin b'shem Ovid, afilu b'Shabbos shechal bo tishbo. In our days, the Piskei Tshuvos also brings down most people. Everyone wears bigdei Shabbos and Shabbos Chazoin. The Aruch HaShulchan already brings it down. He says a pshat, but that is not negat to the Litvish, it's negat to the Chassidish. He says in the old days, everyone was Litvish. So we had the same clothes, bigdei Chol, bigdei Shabbos, just a different color. You know, Shabbos is a black suit, weekday is a blue suit. Then you buy a new one, Shabbos becomes blue, weekday becomes black. Then you buy a new one, Shabbos becomes stripes. So it's the same thing, so it doesn't look such a bizarre. Later we had Streimlach, Kaftes, Chalates, so it became that it's a bizarre for Shabbos, a village for Shabbos, not to wear Shabbos clothes. But if you that, the Litvish doesn't have an answer. So there's a lot of reasons, but I want to tell you one reason that I want all of you to hear. In the old days, Shabbos was very important. Even without wearing Shabbos clothes, we felt Shabbos. In our generation, the Gemara says that Dmai, you're allowed to eat in Shabbos because Amoretz, Eimas Shabbos Olam. Eimas Shabbos Olam. In our generation, you know what will happen if we will wear weekday clothes in Shabbos Chazoin? The phone will be ringing in the middle of davening. People will forget to take out the phones. People were mistaken with put on the light. It was switched. In our generation, we need the chitzoinius. We need the around us to keep us the Shabbos. This is the reason in this Shabbos we will wear Shabbos clothes. First, it's a message. A person has to be makbid when Shabbos comes. He finishes his toyameo. He's ready for Shabbos. He's sitting with his Shabbos clothes. He's sitting at a table. Looks Shabbos dik, feels Shabbos dik, smells Shabbos dik, he dresses Shabbos dik, so he behaves Shabbos dik. But either way, we have to know that this week is Shabbos Chazoin, and in the old days we didn't wear Shabbos clothes. So Avada the Mishnah Berurah says we have regular meals and we have sudas and zmiras, but we have to remember it's a Shabbos Chazoin. I want this one word on the Churban. Chazal say, I was in America, I heard a Givaldik Adiyuk. Kol Amisabel al Yerushalayim, you hear Rabeshi? It doesn't say, Kol Amisabel al Yerushalayim, Yire, Zoyche ve Yire, Zoyche ve Roye. He's already Roye. If a person understands what is the Churban, he feels the loss. He feels the world is not only about eating and drinking and living now. It's being close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he understands that the Churban is because we were close from far from Hashem. And we need to get back. He's already Roya Bevinyono. The Gemara says in the end of Makkos, they saw a fox coming out of Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Itchilu em boichim v'Rabbi Akiva metzachei. Rabbi Akiva understood, he saw already the Nechama that is coming in. I want to wish everyone, Be'ez Hashem, you will have Nechama Tzion v'Yerushalayim, Boi Nebeis HaMikdosh, Yivne Beis HaMikdosh, V'meiro B'yomeinu Amen.